This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. You want some Rangers prospect news? They are taking on the Rockies this afternoon. We'll have updates throughout the day. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. That's 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to truckwreck.com. Where would you anticipate Carter and Bankford would be in the MLB top 100? Of course, they're 1-2 in the Rangers prospects.
3-5.
You know, I'm surprised that anybody could possibly be more touted than Langford at this point, considering how hot he's been.
Yes.
But I think he's getting faded for his defensive lack of defensive experience. I'm not going to say it's shortcomings. We'll see how he handles that transition.
So it's not five. It's probably what?
So they're not both in the, I figured they'd both be in the top five.
Is it like 3-18?
No, it's 5-6.
Oh, 5-6.
Okay, what? So Wolchuk had one right, although okay. I think it was probably the wrong one. Yeah. I was surprised there were that many players, but they're probably five tool guys, you know? I would think, yes, like 3-5 or 2-3 or something like that.
What do they have, like Jackson Holliday up there? I mean, what are we looking at here?
Couple of Oriole guys in there, I'm sure.
I mean, this is unbelievable. Like, because you're right. And this continues the offseason of disrespect. We go around the bases at 4:45. I got more disrespect. And this time it's coming from our guy David Schoenfeld of ESPN. I'm getting sick and tired of this.
Let me get you these top 100 prospects here real quick before I give you the Rangers top 30.
Heaney's having some trouble early here.
Heaney's fine.
Jackson Holliday, Jackson Churio.
Okay.
He's the guy from the Churio is from the we saw him play the other day. He's with the
Milwaukee
Brewers, center fielder.
Paul Skeens.
He's going to start it
starting in Triple A.
With the minor
league. I get. You know, they don't want to go ahead and fast track Paul Skeens. That's fine. It also is controllability stuff. So that's fine. Whatever.
Junior Caminero, Tampa Rays.
Rays.
He's a big time prospect. But give me Evan Carter.
Absolutely. I'll take Wyatt Langford and Evan Carter. Over all those guys. By the way, they do have Carter ahead of Langford, which is pretty interesting. Most services go the other way around.
Well, I think you got. I would put Carter ahead of Langford because we've seen Evan Carter do it on the biggest stage. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't have Evan Carter number one.
Was it like Evan Carter, if I'm right, wasn't he just such an afterthought on that draft?
Oh, people were mocking the Rangers for taking him where they did. Yeah. Oh, some people didn't even have him in their top 300 prospects.
There you go. All right.
They do things outside the box, and when it comes to the pitchers, it's killed them. But when it comes to Evan Carter, it paid off bigly. Okay, elsewhere, you do have Sebastian Walcott, number 71 on the list. Brock Porter checks in 88. Not a lot of surprises, although Lone Star Ball notes here in this write-up about it that pitchers Cole Winn and Zach Kent, who are on the 40, don't make the list, being surpassed by the likes of Dane Acker and Isaac Tiger. On the Rangers' top 30 prospects, Wynn had a bad couple of seasons, and Kent was hurt much of last year. They need somebody to step up here from the pitching. It's an embarrassment at this point. It's been going on for decades.
I mean, we got to hope maybe Mark Church or somebody can step up for us. You need some of these arms to deliver eventually.
Yeah, have you guys given up on Jack Leiter?
No, I have not given up on Jack Leiter.
Yeah,
100%.
Let me go to Gavin.
Think he's going to fulfill the number two overall hype, but I think he can still end up being a back of the rotation starter.
Yeah. I've given up on him.
Okay. I really didn't care what Zach was saying. I was curious what you had to say about it.
I mean, the funniest thing to me is, you know, he came and he debuted and he was like not good, and they were like, oh no, don't, oh no, 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 no. Yeah. And now everybody's like, oh yeah. Yo, you still believe in Jack Leiter? Like, when you hear the insiders be like, oh, you're obviously not paying attention. You listen to Jack Leiter, the same people that were like, oh, you gotta be patient with this stuff like 6 months ago. Yeah. Are now like
can't miss prospect. I mean, yeah. My gosh, it's just unbelievable.
I think things happened late last year when you had to redo the mechanics that made everybody be like, oh, it's like that. Okay, so yes, I think at this point he's trying to salvage a big league career. I mean, you got to keep in mind every organization has dozens of players that are dominated amateur levels of baseball and don't make it. Like, it's fairly normal. Even though, you know, it's especially painful that it happened again for you in a top five pick. I mean, that's two pitchers in a row you've taken to the top five that can't get it done. Okay, Tony Pollard says he's willing to take less.
There you go.
Do you respond, say less, or what do you respond with?
I think there's a couple of different ways to go. And we had this discussion on Cowboy Break this morning on our show on DallasCowboys.com. And I always believe that coaches like familiarity. I could see them signing Tony Pollard, and I could see them drafting somebody. But if with the number, this is a record number of quality running backs in free agency. Hmm. Do you take a chance knowing, like, wait a minute, I know what Tony Pollard is, and you go out and you get a guy like Jacobs or somebody like that, Swift, you go out and get another guy.
If the high supply brings demand down and the price
down,
that's
what I'm saying. Yeah. I kind of feel like we're about to play a game of musical chairs here with these running backs. Because mm-hmm. yeah. the quality of them and the number of them and the fact that there might not be a lot of landing spots for them.
Yeah, I mean, they're all going to have a rude awakening where the price in which they're hoping to get on the open market is not near what they're going to get. And it happened last year. With a lot of these guys. And I think there's even better running backs that are available and more this offseason, to your point. So, yeah, I don't think Tony Pollard's market is going to be somewhere where he's like, yeah, I think the Cowboys are probably a likely fallback option for him. And I don't mind that. I've stated, look, bring in Pollard. I don't know how long the deal will be. Maybe it's 1 to 3 years, and then you still draft a guy, and hopefully that guy that you draft ends up being your starter.
Yeah. We got a goal from Copenhagen. They've clawed one back. City has them 2-1 in Champions League action. It's time now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the G-Bag of the day. Into the Pimp Cup. Yeah, here's Liz.
Yeah. Hey, man, shout out to Say Less in the NYC.
Who came up with that? That's fun.
Shout out to Say Less in the NYC. Very, very fly bar.
That's what I would think, yeah.
Yeah, man. It's a little sushi spot. It's fly. They be out there. Ooh, they be out there, boy. Taking chances with your life going out there, though. Let's go to our winners right here. This is day number two for the Fox 2 Detroit crew.
Stand up.
Detroit, what up, though? I don't know what's going on. Tolos picked this one, and this is why it's a winner.
These pigs being rescued. Barn sanctuary. I don't want to eat all this meat.
Go buy a pig.
Nuts. You can eat some nuts. No, I ate some nuts this morning. Yeah. It was only three. Chris. It's only three. How much?
I'm not doing nothing.
How much was it?
Three.
Was it worth it?
No.
The nuts were not worth it.
No more nuts.
No more nuts for me either.
Okay.
No more for me either.
Had a bad experience last time.
TV anchors.
I'm allergic.
I contend that's never happened in a market inside the top 40, Lucius.
What are you talking about?
This is small town TV stuff.
Have you seen KTLA?
Yeah, they get loose too, don't they?
They're a little wild over there, KTLA.
They get wild in Chicago too sometimes.
They sure do.
Yeah, this older.
Little Michael Jackson coming at you on 105.3 The Fan. Can't help it. We have a boxer right here. Francis, what's his last name, Woolchuck?
Francis Ngannou.
There we go. Ngannou. Anyway, he's a wild boy. Listen how he's talking to this female reporter.
Uh-oh.
Reminds me of some Mike Tyson stuff back in the day. I can't talk to you unless we fornicate. You know, remember that guy?
Yes, yes.
Anyway, it's over unless we fornicate now.
Do his open workout?
I have something else to do.
You're busy.
Which is you.
Oh.
He's shooting his shot.
She was loving it.
Wow.
Him do his open workout.
I have something else to do.
You're busy.
Which is you.
Outside. Maybe they've got a little relationship going on.
Yeah. I hope she doesn't have a husband or anything.
No.
I'm working late.
No.
We got a lot of audio and stuff to chop up from the interviews we did today.
Something to chop up.
Stop it. All right, let's see. Have we been pronouncing the German classical musical composer, Mr. Beethoven? Have we been pronouncing his name wrong?
No,
Beats the hell out of me.
It's definitely Beethoven, right?
Beethoven.
It's also a great dog.
Beethoven. Yeah, great dog. Good movie. I guess it was a good movie. I was a kid when I seen it. Beethoven.
Beethoven.
Beethoven. Let's go to the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of these guys is Chop?
Jared, you mentioned last week the name Mark Church.
He listens to Beethoven, which every reliever, every like closer's got to have that like that quirk about them. Like very few of them are like. I think Mark Church banging out to Beethoven is that little calling card for him. So I like that about him. He's got a little crazy to him, and he's.
Is it really Beethoven? Have we been pronouncing this wrong all these years?
As opposed to what did I say? I said Beethoven, right?
Wait, say it again.
Beethoven?
I don't know that you're saying it right, Jared.
What is it?
It Beethoven? Sounds like you're putting a little emphasis on the H.
Yeah, it's like you're saying Beethoven. It's like you're saying cool whip instead of cool whip.
I like it.
I thought it was Beethoven.
Ludwig von Beethoven. So it's more like Beethoven?
Yes.
Oh.
What have I been saying? Beethoven?
Yes.
I'm just a big Jay-Z fan, that's why.
Beethoven.
I put emphasis on the H.
Yeah.
I say, no.
Beethoven. Like, his first name was Bait.
Yeah. Hand me a pencil.
Last name, Hoven.
Yeah.
Beethoven.
Finn.
Beethoven.
Beethoven.
He's German. Finn.
Beethoven.
Yeah. Beethoven.
Aachen.
Yeah.
Beethoven.
All right, let's see what else we got for you boys. Oh, yeah. I got this in my DMs. During LA Live, I played Charles Barkley, said he'll punch any black person wearing a Trump mugshot shirt. And people said that should be G Bag of the Day. And it was more than a few. So I said, all right, I'll do what I do.
Here we go.
You know who embraced it than anybody else? The black population. It's incredible. You see black people walking around with my mugshot. You know, they do shirts.
When you heard that, what did you think? Big sigh.
First of all, I'm just going to say this. If I see a black person walking around with Trump mugshot, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Charles.
No, Gail.
You really can't say that because, A, you don't mean that.
I mean that sincerely. I'm going to just tell you something.
And then you will be arrested for assault. And then what?
I'm going to bail myself out and go celebrate.
He's got the money to do it.
You ever see somebody celebrating after they won a good fight? They're so fired up.
Yeah, they're fired up. Yeah.
You should have seen him, man. I hit him like this, and his friend came, and man, shots on me. Let's go.
I think Brock Lesnar had a great one time after a UFC fight.
Huh?
Brock, he's like, I'm going to go drink Bud Light and get under my wife tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God.
Classic.
Yeah. Poor lady. I felt bad for him when he said that. I really did. Hey, I didn't know Little Caesars had a drive-thru.
What?
Yeah, they had a drive-thru. Little Caesars has a drive-thru in some locations, apparently. Right. Let's see this person order some pizza.
Hi. Mazin or Heidi waiting?
Heidi.
Heidi waiting.
What's
the
Heidi
waiting? Hi.
¿Cómo se llama, Nene? Una Heidi waiting.
Una Heidi
waiting.
Una pizza.
Oh, hot and ready?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, hot and ready. Yeah,
hot and ready. She went a hot and whitey.
You got a hot and whitey on somebody.
Pizza. Pan, pan.
Oh, a hot and ready.
No, hot and ready.
Hot and ready's the deal, dude. $6.99? Slept on, dude. I can't believe Little Caesar's still in business.
Yeah, hey, man. They're for the people, man. They're keeping people alive out here.
That crazy, bro.
Feeding families.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nonprofit pizza spot. $7 a pizza? You kidding me?
We're giving pizza away for free.
Yeah. Eat all day off that. $7 a day. Woo. Survive. Pizza.
Pizza.
Is it our TV anchors having some fun with nuts and meat? Is it Francis and Ganyu shooting a shot? Bobby put the Beethoven picture in the frame there for Sands. Charles Barkley's been nominated there on his new political podcast there with Gayle King. Or is it the little Caesars drive-thru? I could use a little Caesars drive-thru on the way home. If I had one, I'd hit that quite often. I think they need to bring that back, to be honest. Okay, I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Beethoven, Lucius. How about you?
Let's see here. I guess I'll ride with Charles, man. On today's lineup, I'll ride with Charles.
Bully?
I'm gonna go with the pizza.
And Brian?
I'm gonna go with Chuck.
The Chuck Wagon has done it.
He's done it.
He is known for his outspoken takes, and it's made him G-Bag of the Day by a score of 2-1-1. Tune in tomorrow, 2:30, see if he can make it 2 in pursuit of 5. If you do ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, L.A. replays that for you every night in L.A. Live at 5:40. Now, Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are we going with that, sir?
Guys, I have a couple scouting reports for you, some guys that are on the street. We'll do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.